Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody ever asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today I'm going to be talking about International Volunteer Day and what I did for it. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode. Today you'll find it at danq.link/volunteer. And I should point out that I'm not going to have time to edit this week's podcast, so it's going to be a bit scrappier than usual. International Volunteer Day. Today is International Volunteer Day, and because I'm in the middle of my sabbatical, I've had no difficulty dedicating what would have been my entire work day to a variety of volunteer activities for the benefit of Three Rings. Three Rings is a non-profit that I founded 22 years ago for the purpose of making volunteer management, and therefore volunteering, easier. I'm pretty sure that most folks don't know what my voluntary work at Three Rings actually involves. In fact, most of the charities who use Three Rings are surprised to discover that we're a voluntary organisation at all, because I guess we provide the kinds of uptime guarantees and tech support response times and software quality that they might have come to expect from much richer organisations with a larger and paid staff. That we're a voluntary organisation, helping voluntary organisations, is so unusual that sometimes people are unsure how to handle us. One time, for example, a helpline charity that was considering making use of Three Rings declared us unsustainable without a commercial model. At some point within the last decade or two, they saw that we'd outlasted many of the services of our type, most of them commercial, and they realised, yeah, okay, you're in this for the long haul. In any case, because people didn't know, and often don't know, what I do at Three Rings and what my volunteering involves, I decided to celebrate this year's International Volunteer Day by live blogging what I got up to in a series of notes throughout the day. It turned out to be 8 notes with lots of screenshots and other things. This blog post and this podcast sort of represents a summary of all of that. My first task for the day related to a bug fix that we're looking to deploy. Right now, there's a problem in Three Rings which sometimes stops mail mergers from working properly. In Three Rings, you can send emails to other volunteers at the organisation that you volunteer at, and we offer a mail merge capability so you can say, hi, first name, and have it inject their first name, for example. We've got a candidate fix ready, and it's proposed as a hot fix, that is, something we want to deploy directly to production, so it requires a more thorough review process, which involves more volunteer developers having a look at it than code that would make it through beta testing first. My aim was to roll back to an earlier version of the software so I could compare the functionalities that existed before we introduced the bug, while fixing a different bug, to the functionality we have now and make sure that it remained the same. It turned out everything was all right, so I fired up Slack and reported back to my fellow reviewers about how I'd tested and what my results had been. Once some more eyes have hit that, it'll hopefully be ready to launch. Three Rings volunteers primarily communicate via Slack. Slack helps us to work asynchronously, which in turn supports the fact that our volunteers all have different schedules and preferences about how they plan their volunteering. Some volunteers spend whole days working on a project like I had the chance to today. Others just contribute a few hours here or there. We're the ultimate armchair volunteering opportunity. Then I moved on to a few other code reviews. We're all about collaboration and discussion and learning from each other and volunteer empowerment, so I had the opportunity to review some code that I thought could do with some changes, but I wasn't so committed to them that I was going to block my fellow volunteer from merging. I made the suggestions and said, you can merge as is, or you can merge with my changes, giving them the power to either accept my suggestions or reject them, or to solicit more reviews to bring it back to Slack or to our fortnightly dev meeting if it required more discussion. The meat of my day was preparing some new infrastructure. Next week we're scheduled to do a big migration of server infrastructure to help provide more future growing room. It's exciting, but also a little scary, with 60,000 or so volunteers depending on Three Rings to coordinate their efforts around the world, the pressure is on us to minimise downtime. I've spent many hours over the last few weeks running and rerunning through practice runs of the migration strategy before I take the lead on it next week. For now, though, all I needed to do was to tweak our configuration of log rotate and our backup configurations in response to the first round of testing we'd done on these new systems we're building. Not all of our developer volunteers wear a DevOps hat, like I do, but some of us do. I quite like it. One of the big things I've been pushing for in the new infrastructure is new tools to help make it easier for our developers to do server stuff like deploying new releases, which will one day bring us closer to the dream of continuous integration. But I quite like DevOps in general. It's kind of satisfying. You know how, like, if you tidy and organize a physical space, it can feel clean and simple and functional if it's carefully and minimalistically laid out? In the same way, a well-organized cluster of servers humming along in exactly the way they should be can be highly satisfying, and it's great to be responsible for. Next, I sorted the post. It's not all techie work at Three Rings. We've got plenty of Three Rings volunteers who are less nerdy. They might call themselves normal people. Sometimes they handle all kinds of tasks, but sometimes I pick up bits as well. I went today to pick up the post from our mailbox and intray and have a sift through it. One of the things in there was a check from an organisation that uses Three Rings. Our time as volunteers may be free, but our server costs aren't. So the larger and richer charities that use our services help contribute to the hosting costs. Most of them send money digitally, but some charities have complicated dual signatory rules on their bank accounts, which in turn means they have to send us checks. Next, I made some improvements to our contact form. When people are stuck with Three Rings, or they're considering using it, or they have a feature suggestion, or anything else, we encourage them to fill out our contact form. The results that make their way into our ticketing system, where the support team volunteers help people with whatever they need. Our support team volunteers are wonderful and hardworking. They aim to reply to every contact we have within 24 hours, 365 days a year, and they're often a lot faster than that. They are at the front line of what makes Three Rings a brilliant system. Anyway, the support team had asked if they could have a Slack notification when the form was filled to grab their attention even quicker if they were already online, so I obliged and added one. Adding the Slack notifications meant writing some PHP code for WordPress, which somehow feels closer to my day job than my Three Rings volunteering, which normally involves a Ruby, MariaDB, Nginx stack. That quick improvement done, it was time to move on to a bigger and more exciting task, wrapping up a new feature. I've recently been working on an upcoming new feature for Three Rings. Inspired by only occasional user requests, this idea has been sitting in our long backlog for a while. We curate our backlog requests. We prioritise them based on an optimization ratio of amount of good it'll do to the amount of effort expected. But besides that, our developer volunteers enjoy a huge amount of autonomy about what they choose to pick up. It's not unknown for developer volunteers with Three Rings, who also happen to be volunteers at other organisations that are users of Three Rings, to spend a disproportionate amount of time on features that their organisation specifically would benefit from. And that's fine, so long as the new feature will also benefit at least a large minority of the other organisations that depend on Three Rings. Or, also, crucially, we try to ensure that new features never inconvenience existing users and the ways in which they're used to working. That's increasingly challenging in our now 22-year-old software tool, but it's important to us that we're not like, say, your favourite e-commerce store or social networking service that dramatically changes its user interface every other year or drops features without warning or consideration for who might depend on them. The new feature I'm adding, though, is a way to edit the details of volunteers at your organisation in bulk, a bit like using a spreadsheet. The feature's been complete for a few weeks now, but I've had the last few tweaks to make based on early feedback and show-and-tell sessions. I love a good show-and-tell session. I've been working on this feature by a series of iterations since the end of October, and I've periodically demonstrated it to other Three Rings volunteers and tried to get early feedback. In the last round of demonstrations, and a little user testing even, at an in-person Three Rings event last month, I solicited opinions on how the new feature should be presented and who it should be made available to. The new feature is secured in such a way that it works for everybody. If you're a low-privileged volunteer, you might be able to use the feature, but see nothing about most of the other volunteers or only edit a few details of yourself, for example. But that'd be a pretty confusing interface, so we eventually concluded it didn't need to be made available to all volunteers, but only those who would actually be able to edit multiple other volunteers. We can always revisit that decision later. In any case, this afternoon I was working on bits of the user interface and I delightfully got the feature to a point where I only need to update the test instructions, then it's ready for a full review and consideration for inclusion in our next milestone release early next year. Hurrah! I don't normally get this much Three Rings work done in a day. Even since my sabbatical started, I rarely get so productive a day. I've had lots of other things I've been doing. And when I'm normally working, when I'm not on my sabbatical, I probably only get like one or two of this kind of achievements done in a typical week. So I'm hugely appreciative of the fact that I've got to be on a sabbatical and I've got to throw so much volunteering time at Three Rings this International Volunteer Day. Throwing my whole day headlong at valuable volunteering efforts like this and coming out of the other side with the satisfaction that I gave my time to make the world a slightly better place is just great. If you're not already volunteering somewhere, I would highly recommend you consider it. Volunteering can be purposeful, enriching, and hugely satisfying. And if you find yourself volunteering with a group that happen to need some software to help them manage their rotas and volunteer details, now you'll know how hard the folks at Three Rings are working to make that kind of software a reality. Once again, this episode was based on a blog post, which you can find at danq.link/volunteer. If you enjoyed it, leave me a comment there or drop me an email on podcast@danq.me. I apologise again that it's going to be a little scrappy. There's not going to be time to edit this one. And as always, Dan Q for listening. Dan Q, very much.